Welcome, everyone. My name is David Greenwald, and today I'm speaking with Leanness Lifestyle Success Story, Caroline Conley from Canada. Welcome, Caroline.
Good morning, Coach.
Would you just do us a favor and tell everyone listening a little bit about yourself? Who are you? What do you do? How old are you? Your height? Just kind of give us your stats, a little bit of background.
Okay, I'm from Calgary, Alberta, and I am 52 years old. I am 5'3" tall. I work in accounting, and I'm happy to have Leanness Lifestyle as part of my life now.
So now you found Leanness Lifestyle back in August of 2009?
Yes.
Okay. How did you find us?
I was just surfing on the web one day, and I kept going back to the site, and everything came together as far as myself being able to commit to doing Boot Camp 13 in February of 2010.
Okay, so when you were searching the web looking for something, you know, relating to weight loss, you not only came across our site, but at that time I was probably promoting, you know, the latest boot camp, which at that time was Boot Camp 13.
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. So what's your history like with weight?
The heaviest I ever was in the 170s, and I have always been jumping up and down. It would seem that I would lose the weight, be comfortable where I was at, and just start slowly putting it back on. It would creep up again. The heaviest 175, I believe, was the heaviest. And then I believe when I joined boot camp, it was just around the 160s. And it's been staying off, and I believe it is because I have made Leanness Lifestyle a part of my life. I've learned how to eat properly, exercise. And the other programs I've tried were Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig. And what I can say about those is that while the point system was great, it wasn't enough fruits and vegetables. And with the Jenny Craig, it was the prepared packaged meals. You weren't actually doing those things for yourself, which is what Leanness Lifestyle taught me.
In the past, when you had done Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig, you know, as you said, both have pieces and parts that you liked. One of the things that I have heard from other members of mine that have come over to me from Weight Watchers is that because it's a points-based system, there's more, I want to say, leeway. You know, Caroline, would you say that you found yourself being more points-oriented rather than true, you know, nutrition strength, nutrition density-oriented?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything was points.
So it made it a little easier, and I hear this from people that have come over. It makes it a little easier to say, well, as long as I don't go more than, you know, 25 points today, you know, I'm okay.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's like.
That might be ice cream bars and, you know, whatever, as long as you don't go over on your points.
Exactly.
And then on the Jenny Craig, it was that they had the prepared meals, and it didn't, in that case, for you, it didn't teach you enough about how to really make this your own and give you, you know, all that you needed to make it a part of your own lifestyle using your own foods in your own way. The bottom line is that you did have at least some success probably with both programs.
I did.
So one of the questions I always like to ask is, with either program, and maybe the answer is obvious, but I'd just soon hear from you, why didn't you just go back to one of those other programs? Why did you go looking again?
For me, it was that I fell apart after leaving the programs.
Okay.
And I just knew that there had to be something else out there that would carry me forward and allow me to be successful.
Okay. So because the weight loss didn't sustain, you said, you know, there's got to be something else out there that I can do that's different that maybe will actually work for life.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you first found Leanness Lifestyle, what did you weigh then?
It was 160-ish.
Okay. Back in August of 2009.
Yeah.
And what do you weigh today?
Today, 118.
118. And that's on your 5.3. And today that we're speaking in November of 2010. But you've been at this weight now for a while. You know, when did you get to about this weight that you are now? Because we're just doing the interview now, but you've been here for a while.
I'm going to say it was back in July, end of June, beginning of July.
Okay. So, you know, a little less than a year, you dropped about 42-ish pounds. And mm-hmm. since it's been July since you've been here, so you've been maintaining this, give or take a couple of pounds since July, and we're in November right now.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, let's just share a little bit of your journey as far as with Leanness Lifestyle. You know, feel free, as I always tell anybody I'm interviewing, be 100% honest. You know, all of the journey isn't easy. All of the journey isn't, you know, a ticker tape parade of fun. So with that being said, you know, what was harder in this 42-pound journey for you than you thought it would be, and what was easier?
I think the hardest thing was, to begin with, was the logging of the foods and finding that I was actually not even eating enough, which really surprised me. But now that I look back, it's a real eye-opener and gives you a clear picture, as well as myself, of exactly what I'm eating, what's going into my system, what's serving its purpose, what isn't. And I think for once, this was all about me, and I was ready to commit 100%, which I did for boot camp. And I think it was setting that... what you had termed the no fork in the road goal, which I just tried to stay on to that, and for the most part, I did. The other part was it's having the right attitude. I knew this time I wanted to be successful. I didn't want to go back to that place of feeling battered and beat up and, oh my God, this has failed again. This time it was successful, and I was proud. And being part of LL, having that support, was great as well. The commitment to myself to be open to the change, having that burning desire and being conscious of the exercise and the food that I ate. And you know, Coach, it is. It's always the food, and it was for me for sure.
So it kind of, you know, at some level, you shared, you know, quite a bit in what you just said as far as, you know, the reasons you were successful. And I hope that people listening to this will do a quick rewind and listen to what you just said again, because all of those things and many more are the keys, because there isn't one key, are the keys to the reason you've been so successful. No question about it. But starting off specifically, what you had said, what was harder than you thought it would be, was just really dialing in, logging those foods specifically, getting detail oriented with your nutrition professor, as we call it, or nutrition logging, and then making the tweaks and changes necessary to fit, you know, the model that would fit your lifestyle, but also fit within the bounds and guidelines that I teach in Leanness Lifestyle.
Yes.
So now, starting off, though, that was harder than you thought it would be. What was easier? Was there anything easier than you thought it would be when you thought, oh, I'm getting ready to, I'll use the word diet, but I'm getting to get ready to diet again, or getting ready to change and change my body again, lose weight? What was easier, if anything?
I think what the easier parts were getting out there, doing the exercise, and watching the weight actually come off with the sound nutritional program. It was like, wow, every time you got on the scale, you would notice a change. For me, it was the change in the mirror. It was the change in the mirror.
You were so dialed in, and you were doing so well. You know, the weight was really coming off fairly consistently, and that part made this whole process easier for you. And it actually came off, not that it was easy, but it came off a little bit easier for you than you thought it would, it sounds like.
Yep. It did, and I think it was those little changes, like first noticing, you know, your cheekbones, that I had a neck,
yeah.
Shoulders, arms. It was great.
These are all separate body parts.
Yeah, and instead of hiding behind the large size T-shirt, getting into the small.
Right. Yeah. That's.
I mean that was astounding.
That's funny. Well, you know, here's the thing. No one eats perfectly, and you don't eat perfectly now. I don't eat perfectly now. It's not required. No. It's not required to live a lean lifestyle to eat perfectly. And you definitely weren't eating perfectly as you went through this journey. But if you can think back to when you were, you know, 150-something pounds and you were going through it, back then, even different than now, what would you say was your typical food day as you were going through the weight loss process? Can you give us an example of what was a breakfast, a snack, a lunch, a snack, a dinner, a snack, or how did you break up your meals? What was typical for you? What exactly did you eat, if you can go, if your memory can stir that up?
And this would be when I began the program?
You know, I would say during any part of the actual action phase, any part of the actual weight loss phase, because it's different than maintenance. You're in maintenance now.
Exactly. Okay, so typically breakfast would be eaten at work, so it'd be something quick like oatmeal and blueberries. I'd throw some cinnamon in there. Then I'd have a piece of fruit or tuna and celery as a snack. Lunches was typically what was dinner the night before, because it's simple living on your own. So like chicken and green beans and mushrooms. Mostly protein and vegetables, water, lots of water. And I believe that was the key for me. I wasn't drinking nearly enough water before.
It's definitely one of the nutrition fundamentals that we teach is, you know, definitely getting in more water, no question about it. What would you say was the biggest change for you in what you were eating on a typical day compared to when you were living at 160?
I'm going to say I paid far more attention to my grocery shopping, so it was like the chicken breast. What really changed for me was I would prepare for the whole week ahead of time, like buy a flat of chicken breast, cook them all up so I could have them in the fridge or the freezer ready to go. Being prepared.
Being prepared before you went to the grocery store and being prepared for your week. Did you prepare foods, you know, did you do, you know, some, you know, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon food prep for the week, or did you have a day, or what did you do?
Yeah, it was typically done on the Sunday afternoon, evening, and, you know, you'd have your bag of salad or spinach, so everything was just ready to go into your little Tupperware containers for the day. Get them ready the night before.
What about exercise? You know, how did exercise change for you, and what, if anything, did you do differently or incorporate, you know, into your plan that was different than what you had done in the past?
It just became a part of my life. And how I did it was it became what I did after work. So to my friends or family that wanted to spend time with me, it would be like after 6:30 at night. And that's how I did it. I had to do that, and it actually was good for me because it took away the stresses from the work day, as well as it was something I looked forward to because we all know how those endorphins like to fly.
You betcha. So you found that you were able to stay with it and get your exercise in after work.
Yeah.
So what, you know, what about favorite foods? Because, you know, I teach the difference between a splurge food and a trigger food. But did you have to give up every favorite food, you know, known to man and woman? And did you never eat anything, you know, sugary or splurgy or, you know, a treat? Did you give that up for the last, you know, 18 months? Or did you bring in, you know, a treat, a splurge, as we call it, from time to time? And just tell people a little bit about that.
Splurges for me would typically be a pizza. I mean, we all know you can't eat pizza every night without it starting to stay on you. Do I love chocolate? You bet I love chocolate. Did I stay away from, you know, the vending machines to buy? Yes, I did. Did I allow myself those pieces of dark chocolate now and then? Yes, I did. And the amazing thing was that I really started to prefer one tiny little square of dark chocolate because it gave me more satisfaction. Things really changed, and part of it, I believe, is due to the fact of how I was feeling about me and how proud I was of the work that I had done to accomplish my goal, which is where I'm at. And I always kept that in the back of my mind.
Well, one of the, you referenced it a couple of times, and it just came to mind with me, is that you were in Boot Camp 13, and not only were you in it, you were the top student.
Yeah.
And so that's not easy. That's very difficult. There's a, you know, over 30 different points of criteria that I look at to determine the top student in any boot camp. And you were the top student. I just want to ask, when you were going through boot camp, was that your goal, or was your goal just, let me just do the best I can? Or what were you thinking as you went through boot camp relating to, the top student aspect?
Never did I dream that I would finish at top student. I just wanted to do this. I wanted to be successful. And I had set aside that 7 weeks. I dedicated that time. And it was in one of your talks with me or with the group that you said, I need to have you here. You need to commit. And I did. I did. I read 8 Slept Leanest Lifestyle for that 7 weeks. I did.
Well, some people say, that as any of us are going through such a dramatic transformation and something that is as difficult as truly getting the weight off and keeping it off, some will say that people get, somewhat obsessed. However, I've never seen anyone make a significant transformation. I've actually never seen anyone do anything worth telling someone else, anything large in goal, without being exceptionally focused. And it sounds like that's exactly what you were. You were exceptionally focused for 7 weeks. You committed to it for 7 weeks. And like you said, you ate, slept, and drank leanest lifestyle for 7 weeks.
I did. And then what happened is, okay, if I can do that for 7 weeks, how about another 7 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And it was easier to look at those shorter-term goals than thinking, oh, I have to do this program for 6 months, 8 months, whatever. And then before you know it, you get up and it's like, okay, you go grocery shopping Saturday, Sunday you're preparing your meals. It's become a part of your life.
Yeah.
You feel good. You want what makes you feel good. There's no secret in that.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm so glad you're here now and you've accomplished what you have. I know that you're feeling so much better. But here's the thing. We're still all human, and from time to time, we're likely to feel a tug toward, eating something off plan or even in maintenance, just eating extra junk. So give just one thing that you do when you feel that pull toward unhealthy eating. How do you stay focused?
Oh, well, I guess a good example would have been last Sunday at this birthday party for a very good friend of the family. They had all these cakes of when I was growing up, and I mean, they're such a big no-no. However, there was that part of me that just wanted a bite of each. And you know what? I did have one little bite of each. So instead of having that full piece of cake, it was, okay, I can have a taste. Again, I know there are certain things that I have to stay away from, like milk chocolate. I know that's a trigger. I stay away from it because one is not enough, and I don't want to go there because then I beat myself up.
So just in one example, like at that birthday party, you made a conscious decision. And that's, I guess, what I would want to stress. You made a conscious decision, a deal with yourself, that you were going to have, a bite of each, and then that was going to be it. But you were going to indulge that. And let's keep in mind, too, that a week ago, you are, still 5-6 months into maintenance. So that's a very different person compared to someone going through the action phase where, every pound each week counts and, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But still, what I would, again, I would just bring out that you made a conscious decision about what you were going to do. And I don't know, did you think about it ahead of time, or just once you got there and you saw the cakes, that's when you made the deal?
You know what? I knew they were going to be there. I knew they were going to be there. So I had time to think about how I was going to handle it. I think if it would have been presented to me while I was in boot camp, that there would have been no cake. there would have been no cake.
And not while you were in that intent action.
I couldn't even walk close to that table.
Mm-hmm. Not while you're in the intense action phase.
No.
Yeah.
No. No question then.
What's tougher for you, eating healthy or keeping exercise where it should be?
I'm going to say right now with the churn and the weather being colder, it's getting on those buses and getting my exercise in and trying to get home at a reasonable time. That seems to be a little bit tougher right now. The eating part of it, no, it's become my lifestyle.
And would you say, how would you say it was for you when you were in that intense action phase?
I just wanted it all.
Yeah.
And I wanted it all. It all came together so nicely for me. It was perfect timing. It really was. It flowed. I didn't have to struggle. I knew what was expected, and I did what you and the other coaches had asked of us to do, and I stayed online.
Very good. Well, when you were 160... At 5'3", what size clothes were you wearing?
They were between a 12 and a 14.
And what size are you wearing now?
2 and a 4.
She can't even say it without the voice going up. Yeah.
Well, fun. Yeah, exactly. It's exciting, actually.
Yeah. 2 and a 4. Has there been any change in confidence, anything other than the physical changes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Physically, mentally, emotionally, a shift for sure. I always thought I was a positive person, but now there's almost this calmness. It's a definite transformation. Definite. Tremendous transformation.
Caroline, what advice would you give to the person who's listening to this, who's just thinking about beginning their second or even their 15th attempt at weight loss, what advice would you give to them?
Wow. I would say give this program a chance. And if you give it 100%, you will not be disappointed. You won't. Listen to what coaches or other leanest lifestylers are saying. Adopt and integrate the viewpoints. You're going to be successful beyond your wildest dreams.
Well, thank you, Caroline. Now, one of the things I always like to finish with is, because people are always confused about, you know, I call it the Oprah Winfrey mindset, where, you know, you have to, have a personal chef and a personal trainer and a personal wellness coach, and everybody has to be in person, and a personal nutrition coach, and everybody has to be in person. You have to meet with these people, and it's not going to work unless you do. So, you know, what I want to ask you is, how many times did I meet you in person during your loss?
In person?
Yeah.
Never.
Right. I still haven't.
No.
So,
no.
This program being an online program, you know, how is it that you were able to be so successful without the hand-holding of a personal trainer or without the in-person personal aspect of any of it?
It was following the guidelines that were set forward. For example, through boot camp, we were given exercises to complete, logs to complete. As long as you were doing all of that, plus you had your community there, the coaches, yourself were available by sending PMs. I'm not going to say instantaneous, but you know what? Blink of an eye, somebody would be answering your questions. Never did I feel like I was alone or left alone.
Well, Caroline, I just want to thank you again for taking time out of your day to share at least a part of your personal journey, your leanest lifestyle journey with myself and others. You continue to be, you know, an inspiration within the program. I know there are so many leanest lifestylers that look up to you and admire what you have done. And I know that what you've shared with myself and others today and the thousands that are going to listen to this as the years go on, they will be inspired as well. And we'll be continuing to follow your journey, and we look forward to a follow-up as time goes on.
Thank you so much, Coach David, for what you've done. You know I have an attitude of gratitude, and if there's anything else I can do, please let me know.
I will. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Leanness Lifestyle University and how you can create your own amazing transformation, just visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com.